Running real behind here. I got customers that got me out of Milwaukee late. And then trying to get into the Johnson Creek from Tacoma. Just took a really long time.
Hey, 7511. Your radio's breaking up a little bit, but it sounds like that you're concerned with being so late, correct?
Yeah, I'm almost 18 minutes late. I haven't even, just barely entered Portland in Milwaukee.
Okay, I copy that. Hold on. Let me see where your follower is and see if they're not too far behind you.
I am probably almost at capacity. I probably have like two more people I can pick up, and then I'm at capacity as well.
Okay, I copy that. Well, I'm going to have you continue for the moment on capacity. Your follower is quite a ways behind you, too, so I don't know if some of those things out back there are just keep making you guys get behind. But if you have to pass up people, just pass up people, all right?
All right, copy that. What do I mean? Remind me, I haven't had to pass anybody up in a bit. What's our current procedure if I'm at capacity?
Okay, yeah, if you need to pass someone up, just send the message 4-5. That's 45 for passing up passengers. So like every stop, if there's someone there, send that message and resend it if you happen to pass up another stop. Once you're able to pick up again, send the message 46, and that cancels that. You can also type in your overhead code manually, the number 14, that's 14, and that will also allow the bus to read on the outside that you're at capacity, but just don't forget to rechange that when you are able to pick up passengers again, okay?
All right, 14 for capacity on the reader board, and 45 and 46 to let you guys know I'm at capacity.
Yeah, and if your follower catches up with you too, just send me a message and then I'll be able to help you out then. But they're a little ways behind you, yeah, okay?
All right, roger that.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. We'll be cleared 1654.